Welcome to the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
And on this podcast, we dive deep into the unconventional ways we got sober.
And how we continue to stay sober.
Welcome to the No Wasted Days podcast. I'm your co-host, Blaine Marion.
And I'm Courtney Marion.
Today is episode 60. We're going to be talking about rock bottom. Going to be talking about rock bottom in our active addiction, as well as kind of rock bottom and touching on kind of like our poor diet and exercise and that stuff as well.
Just like general, like terribleness in life in general.
Yeah, just bad, basically bad life decisions that led us to wanting to do better. So in active addiction, Courtney, did you, now usually when people say they had a rock bottom, it's like, oh, I crashed my truck and like
got my third DUI.
Yeah, I got a DUI or like I lost my job because I showed up drunk or something like that. But we never really had any like severe rock bottoms, I wouldn't say.
Just like mentally every day was a fucking rock bottom. But yeah, like on the outside, like we were fantastic functional drunks.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
Like, we were fucking hitting all the highlights on the Instagram reels with traveling and fucking doing this, going to hockey games and having fun. But on the inside, like, every day was just, like, a fucking small dose of hell.
Yeah.
For me, anyway, I don't know.
I find that my rock bottom was, like, everyday life. Just living in that cycle of getting absolutely destroyed every 2-3 days. Going to work hungover every time. Like, 3-4 times a week, if not more. Like, it was just a constant cycle of get drunk, go to work, hungover, come home, eat like shit, go to sleep, get up, do it again.
Yeah, like, basically, by the time, like, I used to get fucking hangover anxiety so bad, and, like, near the end of it, I would be, like, fucking physically ill for, like, 24 hours, like, a full fucking, like, physically ill, like, puking my fucking face off, like, so sick. But, like, literally by the time my hangover anxiety would leave, I would be like, fuck, must be time to put on the war paint and do it all over again. So I just always, like, lived in this state of just fucking anxiousness and just, like, so ungrounded and just, like, basically waiting for the fucking world to just, like, end in my own head.
Yeah. Did you ever have any times where you went to work hungover and you're just like, man, like, why am I doing this?
Yes, constantly. Like, fucking, like, 3 times a week. And, like, I remember one, like, because usually I have about 2 non-hungover days a week out of, like, a 5-day work week.
Yeah.
And I remember a coworker just being like, holy shit. Like, I went to work one day and I wasn't hungover, like, a rare occasion. And she was like, wow, you look so good today. You must have had a really great sleep or something. And I was like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I actually went to sleep.
Right? I actually fucking went to sleep. I actually got up and, like, took the time to fucking get ready. I didn't just crawl out of the fucking vodka bottle I put myself in the night before. I was like, all right, I'm ready to rock this.
Yeah. I remember there was one point where I was working, but the job I was on was kind of easy. Like, we were just basically hanging out. We didn't have to do much. So that was even worse, because then I could be like, oh, well, I could get drunk at night and then just sleep all day at work. So I remember I went on like a bender and like, oh, I got drunk for 2 weeks straight every single day.
Fuck me.
And I, like, it was catching up to me. Like, I was driving to work and I'd have to pull over and like go to the bathroom and throw up. And like, oh, I remember just like trying to like get through the safety meeting. Cause like, I'm like sitting in the safety meeting and I'm like, I'm going to throw up. And as soon as it was over, I'd run behind the shack and just puke my guts out. And, like, that wasn't even a rock bottom. I was just like, no, do it again tomorrow.
Right.
I had a good sleep, so, like, I'd sleep at work, get, like, 6 hours, and be like, all right, well, grab some beers on the way home.
The worst part is when you're, like, in that fucking, like, that, like, what is it called? That, like, purgatory where you're about to get sick, but you haven't got sick yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you're like, holy fuck, because you feel so terrible. And then you throw up, and you're like, oh, I feel better.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, it almost, like, it's like a reset in your mind. It's like, okay, so I just puked, so I should feel better in a couple hours, and then I can start this all over again.
Yeah. I remember, too, that when I was in active addiction, I was finding it harder to go to work on days where I wasn't hungover. I was, like, more tired. Because I, like, didn't have the drugs in me, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Like, Yeah, like even on days where I was getting drunk and using, I was like still, I would only get like 2 hours of sleep, but because I had like drugs in my system, I was more like awake than on days where I would actually go to bed and get like 7 hours.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely terrible.
Oh, it's fucked, man. And like how like, it's so, that is just absolute hell on your like fucking whole entire nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it, and that's just it, right? Like, I think that's how it's so easy to get addicted, because like you said, you're like, oh, I went to bed at a half decent time and I got fucking 7 hours of sleep and I feel worse than if I would have just got fucked up last night.
Yeah.
Such a head game.
Yeah, I like got to the point where it was just easier to get fucked up, which is terrible.
Right.
And like, I, thinking back, like, I didn't see a problem with what I was doing. I kind of knew like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. And I did want to change, but it was like, we were so deep into it by that point. It was like, okay, well, I want to stop drinking and using drugs. Well, it's not that easy. As anybody knows who's like beat an addiction. Like, it's not, you don't just flick a switch. Like, people that have never struggled with it are like, well, why don't you just stop? It's like, do you think I wouldn't if I could?
Right? You think I would? Yeah, right? If I could just fucking wake up one day and be like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I probably would. And you know what's like, it's so fucked up about that is that it's, yeah, it's like, another part that makes it harder is it's so acceptable. It is so acceptable to fucking be shit-faced and be hungover for work. And like, I remember when I worked at the bank, the one lady had said, she was like, oh, like one of the tellers called in sick because she, you know, she's got her period and she's not feeling good. She's like, I was always told, and like, this was like an older lady, like old school banker. Mm-hmm. She was like, I was always told, because she like went to school or whatever to do this shit back in the day. She's like, she's like, you're better off calling in sick because you're hungover than saying you're having female problems.
Yeah.
And she's right. She's like, yeah, you never fucking say that. You say you're hungover. You say like, yeah. Like, and I was just like, at the time I like laughed it off and I was like, ah, she's just old and crazy. But I'm like, no, actually, like, it's true. Like, it's acceptable to be hungover in a lot of places of work. Especially in the fucking neck of the woods. Yeah, but how many of you guys were?
Oh, tons.
Exactly. Right? Like,
I still see it every once in a while at a safety meeting. I look around, I'm like, hey, I'm like, that guy definitely didn't get his fucking rest last night. Like, I gotta stay away from that guy today.
I remember my buddy came in when I was in lending, and I was fucking, it was, yeah, I had a big bottle of Gatorade, and he turned and he looked at me and was like, oh, you were up late last night, weren't you? I was like, don't even fucking talk to me. Usually when the Gatorade was on the table, you knew that fucking somebody was up to no good the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Well, unless maybe they hit the gym in the morning.
No.
Yeah, right.
Not me. Not back then. Not me. Fucking, even now I have a hard time hitting the gym in the morning. I like to work out in like the afternoon.
I'm a morning person.
I know.
I like to get something out of the way in the morning. Feels good.
You're an insane morning person. You're way more morning person than I am. But I like do shit in the morning. Like I like my first thing, like, yeah. I get up and I like do my like house chores and fucking take care of my animals and shit. But I love slow mornings. And I think I like slow mornings so much because when we were in an active addiction, it was always like, get up, throw your fucking clothes on, make yourself half presentable and get to work. You're gonna be late.
Yeah.
You know, like, and now I'm just like, oh, I fucking diddle daddy, play with my chickens, I'll go have a coffee, I'll spend, like, yeah, like, it's just so, so nice to have the slow mornings. I wouldn't trade, like, if I could fucking live to be 100 years old, I hope I always have slow mornings.
Yeah. So, with rock bottom, with, like, exercise and stuff, did you have anything like that?
Well, I had the doctor be super duper mean to me.
Yeah.
and a general fear of going to a fucking health practitioner because I would like literally go there for like female stuff and he'd be like, oh, it's because you're fat.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, I didn't go to fucking a medical school, but I'm pretty sure that has nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like what's fucked up is you get bigger, like you get unhealthier and like fucking, I'm sure before I started working out, like I was on the cusp of high blood pressure, fucking, probably not like diabetic, but probably getting fairly close just because of fucking drinking and eating like shit all the time and my weight being high.
Yeah.
I think like there was a rock bottom when I was just like, I was just unhappy with how I like how my appearance was. Mm-hmm. And like I've always, you know, I've always been like chubby, but I've always been pretty confident. And I've always thought that I was like, not to be like whatever, but I've always thought I was like semi-attractive. I don't know, like not trying to be whatever. But there was a point when I was just like, I remember seeing like a picture of myself and I was just like, oh, like, fuck, what is going on with me? Why am I so puffy? Mm-hmm. Oh, because you drink 4 or 5 days a fucking week and you eat like shit. I don't know, Courtney, why are you so fucking puffy?
Yeah.
Why would you be puffy and fucking bloated looking? I don't know. When was your, what would your, like, health and fitness wise, when were you just like, fuck?
I think back when we were still drinking and eating like shit and all that, I remember one summer I went golfing and it was like a chore to get 18 holes in. I was like, oh, it's just like so out of shape. And I was using a cart. So like, I was like, man, I got to do something different here. Cause like, if I can't get a round of golf in, something that I really enjoy because I'm just like so big and out of shape, like something's got to change.
Yeah.
And then just overall, just especially with our diet back then, like I felt like shit all the time. Constantly. And it's no wonder, like the shit that we used to eat, like, poof. I know on, basically we had like a cycle. We would get drunk. We'd go out usually, go to a restaurant and have like wings and drinks or appies or whatever. And we'd go home, get drunk, do whatever. And then the next day we get up and we were so like violently ill and hungover that it was just like, okay, we're not cooking anything. So it was skip the dishes and we'd get just whatever, junk food, McDonald's, fat, basically lived off fast food.
Anything to try and make yourself fucking like, oh, I'll eat some greasy food and that'll help combat it. Yeah. Yeah, no.
And then I just like get stoned and eat that. And then like I'd usually have a nap and then I'd wake up and be like, well, it's supper time. So I'd get stoned again. And sometimes 9 times out of 10, like order some more fast food, get pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and then the next day I'd be like, okay, I feel a little bit better. And I'd like cook at home. And then the day after that, get drunk again and then do it all over. And that was like a cycle that we did for like years.
And you know what's fucked up? Like you're talking about this and like in reality, this wasn't that long ago. This is like just over 3 years ago. And like, I'm like, I can't fucking imagine living like that ever again.
I'm disgusted by that person.
I know, absolutely. I'm like, what in the fuck?
I just want to go back in time and like beat myself up.
Right? Like fucking kick myself straight in the cooter.
Like,
and be
what
like,
are you
wrong
doing?
With you? Like, what a fucking, ugh, gross.
And it was like, I had like, I never went to a doctor or anything, but like I would have like chest pain and shit. And I just put it on like, oh, it's because of the alcohol and drugs is basically what I thought.
Yeah, well, it could have been helpful.
Yeah. And I mean, the diet and lack of exercise definitely didn't help. Well, but now, like, all that stuff is gone. Just from life changes.
Right? Like, yeah, it's fucking wild. Like, 3 years ago, it might as well have been, like, a past life. Because I can't fucking resonate with any of those decisions. I can't resonate with any of the shit that we used mm-hmm. to do and think nothing of.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know that like, oh, everybody, like you go through a party phase and you're young and you get drunk and you blah, blah, blah. But like that shouldn't last for fucking a decade and a half almost.
Yeah. It shouldn't last into your mid 30s.
And it should get right. Like it shouldn't be to the point where like, that's just, you've just accepted that that's the highlight of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh. Yeah. What a terrible trauma cycle that was.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I know, like I used to get stoned and eat a giant bag of chips and think nothing of it. And then I remember too, like, not so much on hangover days, but on other days I would, just being like lazy on days off or whatever, I would just sit around the house, watch TV all day, just doing nothing, smoking marijuana. And I would have like two suppers. I'd have one at like, cause I'd wake up, wake and bake.
Yeah.
And then like, I would have like a lunch, but it was like spaghetti or something. And then we'd have like dinner like 4 hours later and have like whatever. It's just crazy to think that that person is actually me in the past.
Well, and it's crazy to think too, like for me, I used to I would reward myself with alcohol.
Yeah.
And like shitty food. But like, alcohol was such a rewarder. Like, yeah, like, oh, it's fucking Friday. You had out, you finished work. Cool. Oh, it's Saturday. You, or like Saturday, you clean your house. You fucking have it. Like the reward, the like food and alcohol, like fucking drugs too. The reward system that was tied into my brain is so fucking like disgusting that I'm like, wow. Like I literally, my whole life was consumed by that. Cause like, if I do this, then I can reward myself with this.
Mm-hmm.
And even now I see food addiction is fucking everywhere. And like, I see these people and I like living their lives and it's just like, oh, it's like the same thing as when I was addicted to fucking booze and drugs. Like, oh, like talking to their kids, like, oh, if you clean your room, I'll get you a fucking McDonald's extra big Sunday Blizzard, whatever the fuck. And I'm just like, man, like addiction is
McFlurry.
There you go. Hey, I haven't been to McDonald's since before we moved.
I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah, I don't eat that shit.
I had a coffee there once.
Oh, God fucking forbid.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, like, it's just, it's fucking, like, the addiction, the way it rewires your brain is just crazy. And it's just, I just look at it and I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that since, like, the change in us, how our reward system has changed. So, I just got home from work. And I was there for a 20-day stint or whatever. And before, in active addiction, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait. Like, the day I get home, I am getting drunk, and I'm going to stay up all night because I can just sleep all next day. I don't have to do fuck all. But now my reward system has changed because the thing I look forward to the most on this day's off was going for my long runs. I had two planned, and I got another one tomorrow. I did a 10K already, and tomorrow is a 15. Like, that's so, if I could tell myself this 3 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, right. You're not right. Running. Like, get out of here. I can't even make it up the stairs.
Right. Barely make it to the couch in between, like, the bathroom between hockey periods. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. It's nuts. Like, how out of shape we were in active addiction. Like, oof.
And, like, the fact that it just, like, was so deep. Like, I honestly felt like I was just, like, rooted so deep that it was, like, why even fucking bother?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the worst part about it. And, like, you should never have that fucking mindset. Like, I don't care if you're 600 pounds. You should always fucking try. You should always be like, yeah, I can help myself. I can do whatever I need to do to fucking help myself. But that's how you know you've hit a really, probably fucking pretty close to rock bottom when you're just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna, like, accept faith, you know, accept that this is it. And fuck that.
And the only thing that kept me somewhat in shape, and it's not even in shape because I wasn't, but was, like, work. Because I had to actually put out sometimes and rig stuff in and out. And it was actually, like, physically demanding. So it's, like, the only exercise I got. That, and I did play golf, but, you know, like, there was nothing compared to what we do today.
Well, and I used to, like, especially, like, when I was younger-ish, like, when you would go to camp, I would do better. Like, I'd go to the gym and shit, but I'd always, like, I would go to the gym, and I'd work out and shit, but then I'd always just go get real fucked up. And then I just fall completely off the wagon, and it was just, it was never, like, as soon as I'd see, like, progress, and back then I actually, like, looked at the scale, which I don't now, because the scale and BMI and all that shit is complete fucking garbage, waste of time, don't even. Like, every time I'd see, like, some form of progress, I'd just fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
I would just ruin it. Or, like, one time I lost, like, 30 pounds, but I did it, like, so unhealthily. And, like, what ended up happening is I just fucking gained it back, plus, like, 20 more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't maintainable.
That's the thing, and when, because we worked out a few times during active addiction, but the addiction always fucked us.
Yes. Sabotage and we would, all like, your results.
Yeah, and we'd, like, go through a little stint, so it's like, okay, we're gonna eat better, eat more healthy, and, like, start getting exercise. So we'd work out, and we would, like, not drink for that week. But then it's the weekend, and it's like, well, we did good all week. Like, we pushed ourselves, and we worked out, we ate healthy. So, for a reward, we're gonna have pizza and get hammered on Friday night. So, but then that leads to Saturday, and then Saturday, you're hungover. And, of course, you make bad decisions, so you get some more fast food. So there's 2 days down. And then it's like, okay, it's Monday. We got to get back to working out. But it's like,
Well, and it's also
and it just, the alcohol and the addiction just kept coming back. And then it would creep in. It would be like, okay, we'd work out a couple days. And then, oh, we get drunk on Wednesday. And then, yeah.
And, like, I'd make, like, deals with myself. Like, yeah. Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's gin and mio. There's no calories in that. Like, fuck off, Courtney.
Yeah.
That's not a fucking, like, one summer, yeah, I legit in mio summer where I, like, countered working out. And, like, I was fucking killing it. I was going to 5:45 spin in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of y'all have ever gone to a fucking spin class, but they're pretty crazy. They can really kick your ass. And then, you know, I'd work all day and then I'd come home and then and then I'd be like, okay, I'm going to stay in tonight. And then my fucking friend would call me up and she'd be like, nah, bitch, we're going to the Dill.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, Blaine's not here and I'll just get in trouble. I'd still end up at the fucking Dill.
Yeah.
End up at the Dill, going to work, hung titty, feeling like a bag of shit.
Yeah.
And like, I worked, at that point, I was a teller. So I was customer service like all fucking day. And I can't tell you, there's a special form of hell when you have to deal with customer after customer after customer after customer when you're feeling like you're going to fucking vomit all over your wicket.
I couldn't imagine. At least my job, I could, like, hide away.
Well, and it wasn't like, oh, like, can I just, like customer service, like, oh, I'm here to, like, check out 2 packs of smokes and some gas. It was like, my, you guys never took my fucking mortgage payment, and I bounced my bills, and I have a loan payment coming out, and you guys froze my bank account. Like, it was just always, like, fuck my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back now, I'm like, yeah, I can see why I drank as much as I did. I don't justify it, but I can see why I felt the need to just, like, get completely out of my own fucking reality.
Yeah. And I'd always try to do, like, make deals with myself, too. Like, okay, you can get drunk tonight, but you have to work out tomorrow. And, yeah. Like, that never happened.
Right?
Like, ever. I never once worked out hungover. I might have tried once, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna throw up. Like, nope, not happening.
I would spend, like near the end when we, like, were really, like, fucking before we quit drinking. Like, I'd be so hungover, I'd spend, like, entire days in bed.
Yeah.
And what was worse than, like, feeling like shit, the physical effects, like, my brain, my mental fucking, the shit going on in my head was just absolutely fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
And, like, that was probably when I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I cannot willingly make my fucking, like, sacrifice, like, what is going on in my brain for a couple hours of feeling good.
Yeah.
Like, not even good. Feeling like that fucking euphoric bullshit, whatever, is not worth, like, feeling physically like a piece of shit and the mental shit that is going through my brain right now. Like, something has to fucking give.
Mm-hmm. Another rock bottom with, like, working out and stuff was I came to a point where I couldn't buy clothes from the store anymore. Like, every t-shirt I had to buy online because there wasn't big enough sizes. And it's like, fuck, it just sucks. Like, you can't just, it's like, oh, you need a shirt? Just go into a store and get one. It's like, yeah, it doesn't work like that. I'm too big. It's like, maybe you have a problem. Maybe you should start running.
I remember, like, this has probably been, like, shortly after we bought this house here. So, like, a year and a half ago. First time we went into you think you were getting work clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the very first time in, like, forever, I found a fucking extra large, a women's extra large shirt, a women's large, I think, a women's large Carhartt shirt that actually fit me.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. I was like, I've been waiting for this moment my whole entire fucking life. And it was just such a, to be out of the, like, 1XL, 2XL bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit. Like, that's when it really hit me. I'm like, okay, like, obviously I'm fucking doing something right here.
Yeah. I was at, like, a 6XL. Big boy shirts.
I didn't think they could make this. No,
there's some websites that go up to, like, 12XL. It's like Mr. Big and Tall or something it's called. I'm down to a 3XL now.
You look good. You look really good.
I think it's, whatever I'm doing is working.
It is. You're fucking, you have like.
Now I don't mind being big because I'm working on getting more muscles.
I know. On my workout group, like all my other girls, I do like a check and accountability thing. And they're all like fucking like skinny, like beautiful, like model types. And I'm like, yeah, I'm up here, fuck shit up. But I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like I'm not skinny, but I'm also not training to be skinny. Like, I'm training to be a fucking brick shithouse, and I'm achieving it.
Yeah, I got a wife who helped me bring a dryer into the basement. Helped me lug it down the stairs. Come on, just deadlift that thing. Oh, come on, put it on your back.
Put it on your back.
I know you're strong.
I am strong. And you know what? So not only am I fucking physically strong now from doing this shit to make my body strong, I'm now mentally strong because every fucking day, especially in the beginning,
yeah.
I had to be like, I don't want to fucking do this. I don't want to fucking do this. This is miserable. And every time you do something you don't want to fucking do.
Yeah, you get better.
That little portion in your brain that like makes you strong fucking grows.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, fuck it. Let's get that fucking dryer, Blaine.
Yeah.
Let's get that dryer.
Yeah, it is weird how once you get in that mindset of, like, today I don't have a big workout planned and I'm kind of, like, bummed about it. But I am excited because I'm doing some mobility stuff today, so lots of, like, stretching and stuff. So I still get to, like, go to the gym, but I don't. I'm just like, ugh. It's hard to take rest days now.
It is,
and some people, like, don't understand that.
I know. My one friend is like, I'm like, she's like, yeah. She's like, if I take more than 2 rest days, I won't work out again.
Yeah.
Like, so don't take 2 rest days. Fucking top her off at 1. Like, I'm like, it's never gonna switch until you consistently are like,
yeah,
you know? And like, I get it. It's hard. But I mean, I'm pretty proud of myself, actually. I've got 3 workouts left and then I'm done a 12-week program.
Yeah.
That's my longest program I've ever committed
to. And it's,
to.
That program you're doing is pretty intense because I was watching you downstairs. I was waiting for the sauna to heat up. And I was like, whoa, look at those moves. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, a lot
lots of
abs.
I see.
Yeah.
You're doing lots of abs.
And like, I used to fucking hate abs. I used to be like, nah, I'm just like, fucking bring it, bitch.
I still hate abs.
I like them now. To a certain extent. I mean, until they get fucking tired out, you feel like you're dying. But yeah, just like, it's just, it's one of those things that if I would have like looked back and seen myself, like even now, like I have a hard time looking at old pictures. I had a whole bunch pop up from Thailand.
Yeah.
Because Blaine and I went to Thailand quite a few times back in the day when we were young and drunk and fucking.
Yeah, check out last week's episode from Travel.
Yeah. And I was just like looking at old pictures and I was just like, ugh, I just look, ugh, I look fat. I don't like
it. I have a video on my phone of, this was in, we got sober in December. You're December 7th. I think I'm the 13th or 14th or something like that.
No, I'm December 9th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't even know our sober. I don't know. Sometime
you're
in
like,
December.
And then you're like a week-ish after.
But anyway.
You got shit-faced with
like,
Watson one last time.
Yeah. So a week or so before that, I think it was the last time me and you drank together.
Yeah.
We were making, I was trying to make like smoked old fashions. I was like burning this like wood and like smoking the glass and stuff. And I have a video on my phone of us doing it. And every once in a while, I'll go back and I'll look at myself there and I'll scroll through a whole bunch of pictures up until like today and to see the difference in myself. And I'm like, oh my God. Like that person back then was just like, he was huge. I was out of breath just standing there. Like, I could tell the way I was, like, breathing.
Yeah.
Was, like, I don't know how else to say it, but, like, fat man breathing. Like, out of breath from doing nothing.
Fuck.
And just, like, so out of shape and so, like.
And Watson, our buddy Watson, who passed away, he's always, every time you see Blaine, he's like, you're getting big, bud. You're just such a fucking asshole.
Every time.
Like, we'd see Watson, like, 2-3 times a week. And every time you see Blaine, he'd be like, you're getting big, bud.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I can't believe that was me. Like, oof.
It's nuts. Like, and honestly, it feels like it was a different fucking life, a different reality.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, holy fuck, it wasn't that long ago. And the 3 years in the span of somebody's life is like, fuck all.
Yeah.
Really? Like, when you think about it, a person is lucky and they have a fucking good, say, 70, 80 years in this world, 3 years is fuck all.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show that, like, you can do a lot in a small period of time. And you can fucking be somebody that, you know, you didn't want to be.
Yeah.
And that fucking rock bottom hits and all of a sudden you're like, you have 2 choices. You can just let it consume you or you can be like, fuck this. I'm rising to the occasion. I'm not going to be this person anymore.
Yeah. And I think, like, what I want people to get the most out of this podcast is that your rock bottom doesn't have to be some catastrophe where, like, you know, like I said earlier, like you crash your truck or get fired from work because you're an alcoholic or whatever. Like it can be just that you're just sick of living this life that's basically killing yourself.
Absolutely.
Like it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to get
a DUI. You don't have to
yeah.
run somebody's grandma
you don't have to
over.
You don't have to actually like ruin your life and, you know, become homeless or whatever. Like if you're just sick of feeling like shit, and want to do better, like, then just do better.
Well, and that's just it. Because even, like, yeah, you're not fucking, oh, you never killed anybody, you never fucking, you know what I mean? But you're also killing yourself every day. Mm-hmm. And, like, isn't that just as bad as getting a DUI or losing your job or fucking losing your house or your wife or your kids? Like, you're killing yourself every fucking day.
Yeah, you know what you're doing is bad for yourself and your body, but you're just, like, you're so deep in addiction that you just, at some that point, you just don't give a fuck. You're like, oh, whatever.
Well, and it's, so, okay, so this is super geeky, but I'm gonna fucking put it out here anyway, because I am who I am. I just reread the first Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because I love Harry Potter, and I'm a child at heart. And there's, like, so when they find, like, fucking Lord Voldemort has, like, killed the unicorn and drank its blood to keep alive.
Yeah.
And they're, like, talking, and they're like, yeah, like, so anybody who does that, anybody that would, like, fucking, like, kill the unicorn and drink the unicorn's blood, they're gonna live, but they're gonna have a cursed half-life. And they're gonna, like, you know what I mean? They're gonna, like, fucking forsaken themselves and all this shit. I'm like, to me, like, I had this weird, like, epiphany. I'm like, that is literally getting fucked and fucked up, getting drunk.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're gonna fuck, yeah, you're like, you've got this, like, substance and you're gonna drink it, but it's, like, you're gonna have a, like, a fucking shitty, cursed life. Like, that's not a way to, I don't know, I have this weird fucked up thing going on.
It's not a way to live.
No, like, it's like, you're gonna get this, like, fucking this temporary euphoric effect, and it's just gonna fuck you in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. Being sober is weird. You have weird fucked up epiphanies all the time.
That's true. Anyways, guys, we hope you guys don't have to hit rock bottom too bad to start getting on the healthy train and getting sober. Anyways, catch us next week. Peace.